Speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Images can be a powerful way for us to understand and remember important ideas. And Jesus was a master at using them. As he did in today's Gospel from John, where he employs the image of a grapevine. I am the vine, and you are the branches, he tells his disciples. This lesson about vines and branches is one of Jesus' I am statements, which are part of what scholars call the farewell discourse, when Jesus tries to prepare his disciples for the time when he will no longer be with them physically. He offers them encouragement in advance because he knows that they might feel abandoned and isolated once they are left on their own. I can imagine that it might be tempting for them to think or say to each other, how can I possibly do what Jesus did? I don't have his wisdom or courage. I don't have his skill at teaching or reaching out to people in all kinds of situations and conditions. How can we carry on and continue God's work without him? I can certainly relate to that, and maybe you can too. Jesus anticipates the doubts and the feelings of inadequacy, and so he promises that they and we, all of us, will have what we need if only we will remember the source of our strength. If we want to go a little bit deeper to understand this and many of Jesus' I am statements, we can look to the history of Israel for some clues. For example, when Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he is responding to a discussion about the manna in the wilderness. When he describes himself as the good shepherd, we remember the many generations of priests and kings who were called to shepherd God's people. And the grapevine was often used as a symbol for Israel. Many Old Testament passages speak of Israel as God's vineyard. And in fact, the symbolism was so strong that a giant vine with great clusters of grapes was carved over the entrance to the temple and covered in pure gold. So when Jesus said, I am the true vine, his followers understand that the same authority and power of God that was given to Israel lives in him. Jesus says, I am, the very same words that God spoke to Moses at the place of the burning bush. Jesus is saying, he is not just the Son of Israel. He is the Son of God, connected to the source of Israel's strength. And if the disciples will abide with Jesus, their source of life, and their source of faith and hope and love, he promises that he will also abide in them. And the promise holds true for us as well. I am the vine, Jesus says. You are the branches. We know that to bear fruit, a branch must stay connected to the vine, right? So if we want to be fruitful, as God wants us to be, we have to stay attached to our source. We need to abide with Jesus. Now, I don't have too much experience with grapevines, Although I have had a chance to visit some vineyards in California and France, and I have occasionally enjoyed the fruit of the vine, but most of what I've learned on those tours from growers and guides, I have forgotten. However, a few weeks ago, I received a little refresher. My husband Dave and I went with some friends to Newport Vineyards down in Middletown for lunch. I think it's down. I always get confused. Maybe it's over. Anyway, to Middletown for lunch, a long journey, but we didn't take our lunch. And we followed that with a tour and a wine tasting. And a very energetic young woman welcomed us and told us all about the vineyards and then took us out into the vineyard where we could admire the nice straight rows of vines extending as far as I could see and as wide as I could see. And they were tied to the fences. Many of you probably seen that. The grapevines in very early spring were trimmed quite low. And to the untrained eye like mine, they looked pretty unproductive, almost dead, I might say. But the guide assured us that the leaves would sprout soon and more branches would appear, and at just the right time, some of those branches would be pruned back so that the remaining stronger branches would be able to take full advantage of the nutrients that come through the main vine. The idea, of course, is to be sure that the primary fruit-bearing branches are tended and groomed to be fully productive. Well, it's like that with us. God wants us to be fruitful, but just as the vine growers do, we need to occasionally look for suckers that can hinder our growth. What I'm suggesting is a kind of spiritual inventory. When we ask ourselves, how am I using my time and energy? What's keeping me from enjoying my blessings? Is anything separating me from my spiritual source, from God? We might find sometimes that it's an occasion for us to pinch back the suckers. You may do that on your tomato plants, too, or other plants you grow in your garden. You have to pinch back the suckers. And then with some careful pruning and focusing on our source, we create possibilities for greater fruitfulness. Now, one final thought about the grapevine. Because it is called a grapevine, right? What about the grapes? What about the fruit? Well, here's a bit of good news. Jesus says that is God's task. Our job is to stay connected to the vine and to let God's power and love flow upward into us and outward through us into the world. And we do that by remembering whose we are and whose work we are about in every moment and situation of our lives. Let God be in charge of the outcome. Don't be concerned about the fruits you produce. That's God's task. But for you and for me, we are called to focus on the vine, to be connected, to stay connected to our source, and to let the power and love of Jesus flow through us. So, go now, boldly, and be a branch. Amen.